Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, the crew. We are Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock. 30th and Yankee Hill. 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. Obviously, we got the NBA draft. We got some NFL news. And obviously, we got some Husker news. But, you know, DP, Austin sent me this tweet, and it says, we'll jump right into it because I think it's really rather interesting. It's rookie QBs put in impossible situations, and we're going to rank them 1 through 5.
Okay,
and here's Trevor Lawrence, David Carr, Tim Couch, Joey Harrington, and number 5 is also interesting. And there's a backstory to it, and the personality differences as well with the court, with this player and the head coach, Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
Look, obviously, I have firsthand experience with David Carr. I played against Joey Harrington and Tim Couch. I know about the Terry Bradshaw situation. We were watching Trevor Lawrence's situation play out before our eyes. What do you think?
Well, I want to add RG3 to it.
Well, yeah.
You're walking into a factory, and then in the same round, you draft Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
like that.
And you draft a quarterback that plays the quarterback position that you don't play.
Right.
Distinctly different.
Like, yeah. Literally, you were not married to the idea.
You got undermined right on the draft.
Right, but right at the get-go.
Yeah.
Bradshaw, similar deal. Well, only in that Bradshaw knew that he was in a competition. He knew that he was in a battle. He knew that Joe Gillum was something else.
Yeah.
Like, he knew this is a problem. This dude throws the ball better than I do.
And it's actually probably the reverse. Joe Gillum was the better – it's hard to say because Terry Bradshaw ended up being a Hall of Famer. But at that time, I think Gillum was better. He just had
– well, he beat him out.
He beat him out two years in a row. Right. He just had off the field issues. We'll just call those – Oak Street issues.
He had those Jefferson Street issues.
Yeah.
That's why they called him Jefferson Street Joe.
Yeah.
If you're looking for him, go.
That's where you can find him. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, it really is that thing that often we do this. Another one that you can put in. Here's the thing: you can find bad organizations.
You can say anybody that played for the Cardinals.
Anybody? Well, we went through it. The Browns,
Bears.
If a quarterback got drafted by the Browns and Bears, he was in a bad situation.
Yeah.
If you're Heath Shuler and you're coming off a Super Bowl MVP with maybe one of the top 5 receiver groups in history in the posse, and then you're coming in to replace a Super Bowl MVP, no, that's not built for – you're not built for that. Joe Theismann used to tell his story because coming out of Notre Dame, he was drafted by the Dolphins, and he was supposed to be the replacement for the team perfect – Bob Greasy. So what does Joe do? He goes, I can't win that fight.
Yeah.
Like that, no. One, Greasy's not going to help me. Earl Morrill's not going to help me. I need to go to Canada. And he goes to Canada until he can find his situation, which happened to be in Washington.
Right.
So the NFL is notoriously not kind to rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think the thing is right here with this list, out of the five, three of them went number one.
Yep.
And so where did Terry Bradshaw get drafted?
He was
Joey Harrington was number three.
Yeah. I mean, I think Bradshaw was one. One or two.
Yeah. So, so you got to think if Terry Bradshaw, let's see right here, he got drafted, what, 1970? Looks like.
70 or 71, yeah.
Yeah, he went number one. So, out of all these guys here, only person that didn't go number one was Joey Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's where they came up with this list because they're the number one picks. And when you're, we'll see it tonight in the NBA. A lot of times you get picked number one. It's an honor.
It's an honor.
But it's a curse as well.
You're winning the financial
draft. Yeah.
And that's what it is. But there's also a price that has to be paid with it. And not everybody's built for that. Not everybody who came out of it, one, was in a factory. One, you may not have been in a winning situation, so you don't know how to win. Then you're also the eye of envy. Because all the pros who have been laboring and who have earned their keep, you're new getting new money. Like you're reaping the benefit.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I think quarterback, the quarterback position.
It's a hard position to play in the league.
It's the toughest one.
Because number one, more times than not in the NFL when you're going number one, you're going to a team in an organization either with a new coach, new regime. So a lot of times they don't know what they're doing.
You're being kind today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying to dress it up. Right. They really don't know what they're doing, and then you're not surrounded by good pieces.
Right.
And now your career is in jeopardy because Peyton Manning and those guys, they had a plan. Bill Polian has been through it before with Jim Kelly. He took that knowledge and like, all right, I know what I'm going to do. He knew what to do, and with Peyton Manning surround him. Then you see, I know Ryan Leaf had some issues off of it, but a lot of it was his own doing, right? And that's his problem. That's a him problem. But there wasn't a lot of offensive talent out there with San Diego. And then you see why Eli made a decision, or him and his dad made a decision not to go to the Chargers, and you go to the Giants. So I mean, in football, I think it being number one and being drafted first round quarterback or being drafted to be the guy is extremely hard. You have an uphill battle because you're going places with not a lot of talent. You got to think, the Patriots weren't picking number one ever. The Steelers or teams that were winning, they weren't picking number one. And the guys that usually end up being good or successful sometimes are the guys that go a little bit later because they go to better situations. They're actually probably a better prospect, but it's like, okay, all the guys that got drafted behind Jamarcus Russell. Was Jamarcus Russell, and this is nothing against him, because I think, again, he went to a horrible situation. He had no veteran leadership, right? And he had only started 8 games. So that's on the Raiders for picking him. But all those guys that went behind, was Jamarcus Russell a better quarterback? Not better prospect? Most likely not. And that's why you see a lot of guys fail. There's pressure everywhere. But if you're not used to the pressure, say you came like David Carr coming from Fresno.
You weren't ready.
Right. But I will tell you this. He was a competitor. He had the tools. I was telling you, dude, once I see Kent Graham leave, season's over.
Yeah, that's our
game. I mean, you know how they roll down 10th Street and go into the stadium?
Yeah.
When we'd be on the bus, defense would be on the bus. We knew once we got off that bus, if we gave up more than 17 points, there wasn't a chance to win.
Straight
up. And we playing against Peyton Manning and Steve McNair.
Right. So imagine, and you mentioned the Patriots, because the Patriots had to be bad for such a long run in the 70s that they had to get better. Think about it. They drew Bledsoe in 93. Irving Fryer went there. Ken Sims, Jim Plunkett. Like, you were getting top-notch guys. And you, John Hanna, like, you had to go through and be really really bad for a long stretch.
Where you only had like one good player. You had Andre Tippett and those guys. And with Bledsoe, they were competitive. I mean, but they weren't where they're at.
They weren't this version of it. Again, there are certain franchises that are just a little bit worse at judging and evaluating who should be their leader. And at the quarterback position, not every good quarterback is meant for you. You and your system, you and your town, you and your media, you and the nightlife. Let's talk to young Mr. Wilson.
Right, you took the words right out of my mouth. We said it when he went number two. Like, that is the worst pick. That's the worst pick. Dude, you coming from Utah, okay?
Wait a minute. He came from Provo.
Okay. I was just being nice and saying you came from Utah. And you going to New York City?
That is like saying, hey, he's from Nebraska. He's from Omaha when he's from Nebraska.
Yeah.
They ain't necessarily the same.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff is like, you know, these evaluators, they fall in love with one thing. It's like with Johnny Manziel, what was it? He did his pro day with his pads on, and everybody was like, it was the best pro day ever. Look, because he had his pads on?
Well, no, because he danced at the end of it.
No, it was because he had his pads on.
He was cool white dude when he got done. Him and Baker Mayfield. Yeah. That was the thing.
But Baker got that. He got that.
He's got that other sweat. He's got another level. He hit it hard.
Yeah.
And everybody bought into it. It's the Ryan Leaf thing was amplified because of who else they could have taken. You could have gotten it right.
Yeah.
You could have done the work to get it right. And the real problem is this, and we've talked about it on air, but I'll say it again.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That the problem with administrators and scout evaluators is that they look from their eyes rather than what the team needs. There are people that make, if you're making a first round draft pick, they mocked it in Clipped, right? With the Clippers and Sterling and Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
And you say that, who do they want to hang out with?
Yeah.
Who do they want to go play golf with? Who do they want to introduce to their friends? Who do they want to be close buddies to?
Well, we've seen it with we could have had Julius Peppers and we took David Carr. I remember, you know, Mr. Greer when I was leaving Houston, and I knew him prior because he had a relationship with my dad, and when I'd see him, I was very cordial, but we never talked anything, and obviously until I was leaving Houston, right? And actually, he came over to the house or whatever, and I can say it now. We were having a couple Jack and Cokes, kicking back. And he looked at me. He's like, is there anything you want me to ask or want to ask me? My agent always told me this one thing, and it was really enlightening. It was the hardest thing to hear. And he was like, the relationship with football is like a relationship. And when it ends, you will never know why, because it's probably not for the right reasons, right? The whole it's me, not you thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I remember asking him one time why somebody got cut. He's like, I've asked four people, that I got four different answers. I really don't know. Seriously. Right? And then so part of me wanted to ask Bobby, like, all right, man, like, who was in that room when I went into surgery and was supposed to be a scope, and the next thing you know, I'm out six. Like, who did that? Because I got to go see him, right? That's what.
Somebody did it on purpose.
Right. So that's what I wanted to ask him. But then I was like, you know what? That's not the question I asked. I asked him, why did you pick David Carr versus Julius Peppers? And he's like, they're both great prospects. Obviously, Julius is obviously a Hall of Famer.
Which I don't understand that comment Hold on. Either.
I would tell you, listen, David Carr had everything you need. I'm telling you, and I will go to the grave for it. He was a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He was a tough dude. Mm-hmm. He had arm talent. He tried. He just didn't have anybody. By the time he got Andre, he was already looking for jabs, and here comes the overhand right. Yeah. He was punch drunk. I mean, he got sacked 82 times, dude. And that's official sacks.
Right.
And you know what he told me?
That's not pressures, hits, right. Just because.
Right. Right. He told me, he said, I think it was Charlie Castle said, David Carr, for the first pick in Houston Texans history, he was already married. Great. Listen, his wife and family, and his dad is super cool. He's smooth operator. That's what they wanted to be the look.
Versus
Julius Peppers. At that time, he might have had like dreads and stuff like that, and he was real quiet. And remember, he wore the visor. Probably wasn't as. But here's what's funny about the NFL. They made that mistake. Here comes Mario Williams, and you could have had Reggie Bush. And they went with Mario. Now, Mario Williams was a really good player. I think his knee got bad and got bone on bone. So because he was good in Miami, but that's why they picked Mario Williams. And you could have had Reggie Bush.
I want to just rattle off some names for you, and just to say how.
Here we go.
Ready for this?
DP with the list. No, that's your new nickname. It's not Lamont. It's the DP the list. The list. Pearson.
The list. Yeah. That Todd Blackledge and the Chiefs at number one. At number one.
He went number one?
He went number Blaine Gabbert.
Yes.
Remember
they were saying he was better than Cam?
Blaine Gabbert. That used to, listen, this dude was so bad, we still don't know how to pronounce his name. The J.P. Is it Lossman or Losman for the Bills?
I've always heard Losman.
Losman. Losman. Right,
like, we really never figured out that this was really a thing. And we're still trying to figure out. Of course, Ryan Leaf and what he was and could have been. Some will say Kerry Collins was a terrible number one pick. But he did. Carolina did exactly what Houston did, which was, for this market, we need a poster boy. We need somebody that we can rally around, somebody we can sell tickets to, and otherwise. Good-looking guy. Women love him, right? They even did their panel studies, right, asking women season ticket holders, the people who bought tickets.
About Kerry Collins?
About Kerry Collins. And they were all like, oh, what a handsome man. And, I would let him date my daughter.
He looked like a truck driver.
Well, guess what? They all said they would let him date their daughter. They did. Yeah. And it's amazing how many of those happen. There's your guy, Cade McNown, which is still one of the
great. He went to Chicago, right?
Yeah, yeah. One of the great stories.
The lefty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the mayor, Heath Shuler, in Washington at number five. But it's always interesting that the people who are choose for them and not the fans. They choose for themselves, right? Yeah. That it happens way too often that they pick, that's the guy who's, if they can't see him, and it'll happen tonight, if they can't see him on the game program, if they can't see him on the ticket, it'll get in the way. They have to be able to see them and want to go play golf with them.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's not only that. It's also free agent signings and stuff like that. I think they just do. I would say this, I love my time in Houston. I always say it. If I didn't live here, I'd live in Houston. I love Houston. I loved it. Oddly enough, I liked the people in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm.
I liked them. Becky did not so much.
They were just like, good old boys, you know. They're more kind of blue collar, you know. I mean, they kicked it away, and it was a good melting pot versus, like, you know, I feel like Dallas is more what you expect. Dallas, it's more University of Texas.
it's snooty. Austin right. versus Dallas.
Yeah.
And people miss it. Those two are
not. Extremely Austin different. Versus Straight. Wait.
100%.
Anyways, the one thing that as I've gotten old, you know, obviously older, and you start to look at football a lot differently, you start to think back on the time, like especially in Houston. And we had great players. I mean, obviously Andre's going into the Hall of Fame this year, and we had really good players and had good leadership and all that. And then you look at some of the players that we either drafted or signed in free agency. And it really kind of came true. It was like, you know what teams do? It's like, just say we need a receiver, right? They just sign anybody. Oh, you're a receiver? Your agent called? What's he looking for? We want this. Okay, we'll sign you. But he doesn't fit the system. He doesn't fit the locker room. He doesn't fit the city. And then when it doesn't work out, it's always the player's fault.
Yeah, what? Yeah, where do we go wrong?
Because none of those guys – because here's the great thing about it is when picks like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or, you know, the guys like whoever drafted Charles Haley and Gil Brandt made a – you know, obviously he's a Hall of Famer, you know, evaluator. When those things work out, you know what I'm saying? They're at the forefront. But the guy that drafted Brandon Weeding or Johnny Manziel or so-and-so or Kay McNown or whoever.
Chris Winkie
or J.P. Lossman. Right. And what's the other dude? Brandon Peterman. And what's the other dude?
Nathan Peterman.
Peterman.
And what's the other quarterback? All those guys,
they had a
Brady
run.
Quinn, Matt Leinart.
All those guys.
They had a run. Of the Florida quarterbacks.
But they're never around them. And so that's just the way it is, and tonight would be no different. But it's always interesting to look back on the time with those quarterbacks, all of them, those five that we mentioned, and obviously and RG3, distinctly different. And I remember also, here's the flip side. You remember when Seattle signed Matt Flynn, who had played, backed up, or came in and won a couple games to $10 million like a year. And then you go and you draft Russell Wilson, and then Russell Wilson ends up starting. It's no different than RG3 getting drafted. Essentially, you're drafting RG3 top three or two or whatever. This is your dude.
And gave away a bunch to do it.
And then you turn around and say, okay, well, we're going to draft Kirk Cousins because he's there. You're undermining that man's career from the get-go. Mm. And here's the thing about David Carr that lets you know that he was actually a legitimate player. He went to Carolina and won some games and played a really good football. And he also won a Super Bowl ring with the Giants. And he ended up playing a long time. So he made
one bad throw against in the Super Bowl that changes his leg.
Yeah. And so, but the thing about David, he always said, when he went to the Giants and backed up Eli, he's like, I'm actually learning how to play quarterback. He's on the way out the league. Mm-hmm. And so it's just amazing how that stuff happens. But anyways, good first segment. We're going to come back, talk a little, Husker news. And, see what's up. We'll also see if we can get the audio of my man that left Texas A&M. I will say this. In pro sports, when they ask the GM, do you have job security? And he says, yes, you're fired. Right? I mean, it's the way it is, right? They always do it in the NFL. Then you got the GM's like A-OK, and then you're on, was it Black Monday? Anytime a coach says, I'm staying here forever, he gone.
It's free, though.
Yeah.
It's free. So,
anyways, good first segment. Hump Day, Wednesday, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.